I want to talk a little bit about Jacob's ladder. We need to read this so that we can get a proper understanding of this dream that Jacob had. In Genesis chapter 28, starting at verse 10, Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place and put them for his pillows, and he laid down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the messengers of God ascending and descending on it. Verse 13, behold, Jehovah stood above it and said, I am Jehovah, God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon you lie, to thee will I give it, and to your seed. And your seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west, east, north, and south. And in thee and in your seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And that's like the blessing of Abraham in Genesis 12:3. Behold, I'm with you, and I will keep you in all places where you go. And I will bring you again into this land, for I will not leave you until I have done that which I have spoken to thee. Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, surely Jehovah is in this place, and I didn't know it. He was afraid, and he said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning, and he took the stone that he had put for his pillows, and he set it up for a pillar, and poured oil upon the top of it, and he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of that city was called Luz at first. Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God will be with me, and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall Jehovah be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that you shall give me, I'll surely give the tenth unto you. Now, for me personally, this dream did not make as much sense until Christ says what he does. Well, John records this in the Gospel of John, chapter 1. Let me just read this in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 47. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and he said, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael said unto him, from whence do you know me? Jesus answered and said, before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you. And Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, because I said unto you, I saw you under the fig tree, believest thou? You'll see greater things than these. And he said unto him, truly, I tell you, hereafter you'll see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Now, if I take what Jesus has said here and I go back to the dream in Genesis 28, how do you equate the ladder? What is the ladder? Well, in Genesis 28, the angels are ascending and descending on that ladder. In the Gospel of John, chapter 1, they're ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Just taking the time to look up this word ladder in the ancient Hebrew, it is something that will lift, something used to raise up. Looking at the Son of Man. Instead of looking at the Son of Man as a person, because we know Jesus Christ was the Son of Man. But that Son of Man is referring to a gentle spirit, a person who's open to receive the truth from God. A Pharisee would be the opposite of that. And if you look at the Son of Man, remember in Daniel 7, it's one likened to the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven to the Ancient of Days, and to him was given the kingdom. The kingdom is an ultimate understanding of the cross, and understanding the iniquity that is within all of us and what it has done to us, and helping us to understand how to atone, make an atonement for those people in our lives or those things in our lives that are hurting us. And we want to be able to forgive them. But here, you know, if you can just put this together and you see Christ, let me ask you this. Jacob was named, later his name was changed to Israel. Why was his name changed? Because he wrestled with the angel and prevailed. In fact, if we could turn to Genesis 35, and I want to start reading at verse 9. God appeared unto Jacob again when he came out of Paddan Aram and blessed him. And God said, your name is Jacob. Your name shall not be called any more Jacob, but Israel shall be your name. And he called his name Israel. And God said unto him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and a company of nations shall be of you. Kings shall come out of your loins, and the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac to thee will I give it, and to your seed after you will I give the land. And God went up from him in the place where he talked with him, and Jacob set up a pillar in the place where he talked with him, a pillar of stone, and he poured a drink offering on it, and poured oil on it. And Jacob called the name of that place where God spoke with him, Bethel. It's the same place, Bethel, where he had the dream. And God spoke with him. So, looking at Jacob, and looking at him wrestling with the angel, and God changing his name to Israel. Well, to wrestle with that angel, a Jewish person, or Israel, literal Israel, is referred to as Jacob before they wrestle with the angel. Once they wrestle with the Christ, or Jesus being the Messiah, once they wrestle with that and they hang on for the blessing, and they decide it's true, well, their name is changed to Israel, from Jacob to Israel, and it would be spiritual Israel. They're literal Israelites, but when they accept Messiah, they become spiritual Israel. Well, let me ask you a question. Since we know Christ emptied himself and became a man, he was came in the flesh without an understanding of God. At his baptism, God spoke and said, "You are my son." And Jesus believed it. Jesus believed that he, Jesus, was the Son of God because God spoke and said he was. Well, up until that moment, was Jesus Jacob or spiritual Israel? If you can recognize the fact that he humbled himself and became a man and humbled himself even to the cross, you see that Son of Man, because that's what the Son of Man is. It's walking in humility with God. But we can see Jesus, the Messiah, being anointed, becoming the Messiah, and then saying to Philip, you'll see the messengers of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man, the latter, the one who lifts up, which is something all of us are supposed to be, someone who can lift up another person, elevate the truth of God, and help another person see salvation and realize salvation. The Son of God, being told he was the Son of God and believing he was the Son of God, is the author of our faith. He authored our faith, and he will perfect your faith. And on that Son of Man, the messengers or the messages of God ascending and descending. Why? He emptied himself. And being told who he was and recognizing he's Messiah, and then saying to Philip, you're going to see the messengers of God ascending and descending on me, the Son of Man. And I would like to say on any Son of Man who is capable of receiving the truth of God and lifting up, being able to lift another person up, being able to lift up the truth and glorify God. Jacob had his name changed to Israel. And it was to Jacob, before he wrestles with the angel, it is to Jacob that the dream was given, that there would be a Son of Man, a lifter up, to receive the truth of God, to give the truth of God. And I should say, bear witness to the truth and glorify God. And as Jacob declared, this is the house of God. This is the gate to God. This is the way to God. What is the way? This place. This person, this Son of God, this Son of Man, and anyone in his church who is in that place with Christ. It's funny when you consider Christians and you consider, I mean, the true church of God, that is the house of God. And it is the gate to God. Because his church can explain the deep things of God.